Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Today we're reading 1 Nephi chapter 3. In the first couple chapters of 1 Nephi, we meet Nephi, who is the protagonist and the author of the book, and several members of his family. They live in Jerusalem during the reign of King Zedekiah, so several hundred years before the birth of Christ. And Lehi, who is Nephi's father, has a vision in which he sees that Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. And he tells the inhabitants of Jerusalem about this, and they try to kill him. So the Lord tells Lehi, "Take your family, get out of town, depart into the wilderness." So taking only bare necessities, Lehi takes his family, which is his wife Sariah, his four sons, Laman and Lemuel, who are wicked and rebellious, and Sam and Nephi, who are righteous believers. And in chapter 2, they've journeyed a few days into the wilderness, they've set up camp, and Laman and Lemuel are complaining. Nephi prays and receives a witness that Lehi is leading them in the right direction. And that's where it ends. He's just learned that his old man isn't crazy, and that God is guiding them. So in chapter 3, let's dive right into verse 1. "And it came to pass that I, Nephi, returned from speaking with the Lord to the tent of my father." So Nephi comes back to his dad's tent, probably excited. "Great news, Dad. I prayed. God told me the same thing he told you. I'm now fully on board. I'm excited to take this journey into the wilderness." Verse 2, "And it came to pass that he spake unto me, saying, Behold, I have dreamed a dream, in the which the Lord hath commanded me that thou and thy brethren shall return to Jerusalem." So a bit of an ironic twist here. Nephi's just got on board with the idea of leaving Jerusalem. And when he tells his dad this, Lehi says, "That's great, son. I just had another dream, and you and your brothers are going back to Jerusalem." Verse 3, "For behold, Laban," not to be confused with Laman, who is Nephi's older brother. Laban is some person back in Jerusalem. "For behold, Laban hath the record of the Jews, and also a genealogy of my forefathers, and they are engraven upon plates of brass. Wherefore the Lord hath commanded me that thou and thy brothers should go into the house of Laban and seek the records and bring them down hither into the wilderness." So the reason the Lord is commanding Nephi and his brothers to go back to Jerusalem is there's this record, the record of the Jews and a genealogy of Lehi's forefathers. Sounds like ancient scripture. They need this if they're going to make this journey into the wilderness. So Nephi and his brothers are supposed to go back to Jerusalem, get this record written on brass plates, and bring it back to Lehi in the wilderness. Verse 5, "And now behold, thy brothers murmur, saying it is a hard thing which I have required of them. But behold, I have not required it of them, but it is a commandment of the Lord. Therefore go, my son, and thou shalt be favored of the Lord, because thou hast not murmured." So once again, Laman and Lemuel not on board with this plan. Sam, who is just older than Nephi, we don't really know which side of the camp he's in. He's very much a middle child. We don't hear a whole lot about him. But Lehi has full faith and confidence in Nephi and his ability to get this done. So how does Nephi respond to this? He's just told his dad, "I'm excited to go into the wilderness with you." His dad just commanded him to go back to Jerusalem. Verse 7, we see Nephi's response. "And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. For I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. And it came to pass that when my father had heard these words, he was exceedingly glad, for he knew that I had been blessed of the Lord." So here Nephi, his witness that God is inspiring Lehi is obviously very solid. And he says, I'll go and do this thing, because I know God wouldn't command us to do something unless he would give us a way to get it done. And that makes Lehi understandably very happy. Verse 9, "And I, Nephi, and my brethren took our journey in the wilderness with our tents to go up to the land of Jerusalem. And it came to pass that when we had gone up to the land of Jerusalem, I and my brethren did consult one with another." So in the last chapter, we learned that Lehi and his family journeyed 3 days out of Jerusalem and then set up camp. So presumably it takes approximately 3 days for them to get back to Jerusalem. And once they get there, they say, okay, we've got to make a plan. And the plan they come up with, which we'll see in verse 11, is to leave it up to chance. They're going to play some roll of the dice sort of game, or draw straws or whatever, and see who's going to go talk to this Laban fellow. Verse 11, and we cast lots. Who of us should go into the house of Laban? And it came to pass that the lot fell upon Laman. And Laman went in unto the house of Laban, and he talked with him as he sat in his house. And he desired of Laban the records which were engraven upon the plates of brass, which contained the genealogy of my father. And behold, it came to pass that Laban was angry, and thrust him out from his presence, and he would not that he should have the records. Wherefore he said unto them, behold, thou art a robber, and I will slay thee. So this plan does not go well. It's worth noting Laman, who is the chief complainer in the family group, was willing to, when the lot fell to him, he went in and talked to Laban, who we'll learn throughout the rest of this chapter is a pretty powerful and frightening man, and just asked him straight up, hey, can I have those brass plates? And Laban said, no, get out of here, I'm going to kill you. Good job, Laman, for giving it the old college try, but that did not work. Let's see what happens from here. Verse 14. But Laman fled out of his presence and told the things which Laban had done unto us. And we began to be exceedingly sorrowful, and my brethren were about to return unto my father in the wilderness. So Laman and Lemuel, maybe Sam, we don't know, are about to throw in the towel. They're giving up. We tried it. Laban said no. Let's go back to our father. It's interesting to me that Laman and Lemuel are willing to, when they give up, they're going back to the tent of their father, rather than just being like, hey, we're in Jerusalem, let's stay put, let's not go on this crazy journey. No insights into why, but I mean, Laban did just threaten to kill them, so maybe they feel like fugitives now and they have to get out of town. Or maybe they were already fugitives since the people were trying to kill their father, I don't know. Verse 15, but behold, I said unto them, as the Lord liveth and as we live, we will not go down unto our father in the wilderness until we have accomplished the thing which the Lord hath commanded us. So Nephi says, we're not giving up. We got to try something else. Time to come up with a new plan. So Nephi comes up with a plan, and here it is in verse 16. Wherefore, let us be faithful in keeping the commandments of the Lord. Therefore, let us go down to the land of our father's inheritance. For behold, he left gold and silver and all manner of riches. And all this he hath done because of the commandments of the Lord. So Lehi left everything behind when he got out of town. He took his family, he took some tents and provisions, but he left behind all of his riches, and it sounds like he was probably a pretty wealthy man. And so Nephi suggests, hey, let's just go get all of Dad's cash and things and take them to Laban and see if we can buy the plates. And so that's his plan. And then in the next several verses, Nephi gives a speech to his brethren. And Nephi, throughout the book, gives a lot of speeches. This is the first one we see. And remember, he's still sort of new. He just barely became a believer in this whole plan himself. But his belief is bedrock. He is solid, and he is trying to convince his brothers that they should do what the Lord commanded. So starting in verse 17, here's his speech. For he knew, Lehi knew, that Jerusalem must be destroyed because of the wickedness of the people. For behold, they have rejected the words of the prophets. Wherefore, if my father could dwell in the land after he had been commanded to flee out of the land, behold, he would also perish. Wherefore, it must needs be that he flee out of the land. And behold, it is wisdom in God that we should obtain these records, that we may preserve unto our children the language of our fathers, and also that we may preserve unto them the words which have been spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets, which have been delivered unto them by the Spirit and power of God since the world began, even down into this present time. So he points out, look, guys, we can't stay in Jerusalem because the people want to kill Dad. And if we're going to leave and go into the wilderness, we need to bring a record with us so we can remember where we came from and we can preserve our language and so we can know the teachings of the prophets. We have to have that. Verse 21, and it came to pass that after this manner of language did I persuade my brethren that they might be faithful in keeping the commandments of God. And it came to pass that we went down to the land of our inheritance, and we did gather together our gold and our silver and our precious things. And after we had gathered these things together, we went up again unto the house of Laban. So they're going to give it a try. They're going to gather up their stuff. They just went back to their old house, got all their things together, and now they're going to the house of Laban. And this is Nephi's plan, so it's going to work, right? Well, let's see. Verse 24, and it came to pass that we went in unto Laban, and desired him that he would give unto us the records which were engraven upon the plates of brass. for which we would give unto him our gold and our silver and all our precious things. And it came to pass that when Laban saw our property, that it was exceedingly great, he did lust after it, insomuch that he thrust us out and sent his servants to slay us, and that he might obtain our property. And it came to pass that we did flee before the servants of Laban, and we were obliged to leave behind our property, and it fell into the hands of Laban. And it came to pass that we fled into the wilderness, and the servants of Laban did not overtake us, and we hid ourselves in the cavity of a rock. So this plan did not go well. They gathered up all their stuff, they took it to Laban, said, hey, we'll give you this stuff, and you can give us those plates. And Laban says, actually, how about I just kill you and keep your stuff? So he sends his servants to kill them. They run away and they hide in the cavity of a rock. They're in a cave somewhere now, fearing for their lives. I don't expect Nephi's brothers are going to be thrilled with this situation. Verse 28, and it came to pass that Laman was angry with me, understandably, and also with my father, and also was Lemuel, for he hearkened unto the words of Laman. So Laman and Lemuel, the two oldest, they're upset. Wherefore, Laman and Lemuel did speak many hard words unto us, their younger brothers, and they did smite us even with a rod. So this is pretty intense. Up to this point, it seemed pretty reasonable that Laman and Lemuel are upset with the whole situation. Maybe I would be too. But here, they start beating Nephi and Sam with a rod. I don't know where they got this rod. Maybe it was a stick lying around, a piece of rebar from a construction site. I don't know what it is. But this is crazy. They are beating their younger brothers with a rod. This is how upset they are. Verse 29, and it came to pass as they smote us with a rod, behold, an angel of the Lord came and stood before them. And he spake unto them, saying, why do you smite your younger brother with a rod? Know ye not that the Lord hath chosen him to be a ruler over you, and this because of your iniquities? Behold, ye shall go up to Jerusalem again, and the Lord will deliver Laban into your hands. And after the angel had spoken unto us, he departed. Whoa! So Laban and Lemuel are beating their younger brothers with a stick of some sort, and then the angel shows up and tells them to stop it and try it again. Okay, thinking about this, imagining myself in their shoes, I just saw an angel, told me to do this thing. It seems reasonable that that would make me a believer now. Verse 31, we see this is not the case. And after the angel had departed, Laman and Lemuel again began to murmur, saying, how is it possible that the Lord will deliver Laban into our hands? Behold, he is a mighty man, and he can command 50, yea, even he can slay 50. Then why not us? So Laman and Lemuel see this angel who stops them from beating their younger brothers with a rod, but they still don't believe that God is able to help them overcome this Laban fellow, because he's a mighty man who can command 50 people. And this is a pretty striking contrast with Nephi's experience in the previous chapter. Nephi is journeying into wilderness with his father and his family. He's not completely sure that he really wants to go, but he says a prayer, and God very quietly, very subtly softens his heart, gives him this moment of clarity where he realizes going into the wilderness is the right thing to do. And now he is stalwart, right? He and his brothers have failed twice, but he is not giving up. He is totally committed to this. Whereas Laman and Lemuel just saw an angel who told them that God wants them to go get this record. And they still don't believe. They still don't get it. This is not getting through to them. And so just as Nephi is committed to following God and keeping his commandments, Laman and Lemuel are committed to not. And this is going to be a dynamic that we see throughout the rest of the Book of Mormon, and it's going to continue on in the very next chapter.